As we look in Ephesians chapter 5, and we was talking and dealing with verse 21, and I want you to understand that verse 21 is the key passage. If you overlook verse 21, then you're going to have a problem with the rest of the scripture. Because verse 21 is the key passage to these other verses. And so when we go back, when we are filled, and that's what it's all about, we never want to forget that. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, are filled with the Spirit, what it does is that it shows by our mutual submission to each other. And the submission will be done in the fear of God. Now, that's very important for you to understand, because if you don't understand that, then you're going to have a problem with the rest of the verses. In the fear of God and not man. And so a Christian behavior should always be predicated upon respect, fear of the Lord. We have to respect the Lord. Because if you are submitting to one another, then in the fear of the Lord, out of respect for the Lord. When you understand that, that's why he says submitting yourself. He starts out by saying, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. In other words, it is a fear of disappointing Jesus. We don't want to disappoint Jesus. It's a fear of grieving him. And when you really respect someone, you care about pleasing him, pleasing her, you are afraid to disappoint that person. And so what we have to learn is that we have to learn to respect God's godly order of doing things. You got to respect God's order. Because, see, everything in the universe is in submission. Everything in this universe is in submission. In other words, when it gets out of order, we call it a natural disaster. And so the same things occur in an individual life, even in a family, even in the church. And that is when God's order is ignored, disaster will take place, because it's not God's order. We have to stay within God's order. It's very important. So that's why Paul, he goes to such great lengths to help us understand that order. When he's talking about the submission, when he's talking about the husband and the wife, when he talks about the children, when he talks about the servants over there in chapter 6, that's what he is dealing with. So what he has done is, when you look at verse 21, he has dealt with it first as individual lives. In other words, we are to submit ourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord. And so now he's fixing to deal with it. As we look in verse 22 on, he's going to deal with it in the order between the husband and the wife. And so Paul is talking. Now we got to understand, Paul is talking to Christians. He is talking to believing husband and wives. All right? You need to understand that. He is talking to believing and the Christian husband and Christian wives. And so one thing that Christian husbands and Christian wives overlook is your relationship is twofold. Many times we overlook that. We don't think about that. that our relationship as husband and wife is twofold. What do you mean? Number one, you are husband and wife. The second, you are brothers and sisters in Christ. We overlooked that. Not only is you a husband and wife, but you also are brothers and sisters in Christ because you're a Christian. And many times when you're talking to Christians, and when I try to be in relationships and talk to husband and wife that are Christians, I let them know, and we let them know that you have a twofold. You're a husband and wife, but you're also brothers and sisters in Christ. And so how you treat your brother and sister. So if you're treating your wife bad, guess what? You're treating your sister bad. Y'all see that? Because you are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so as brothers and sisters in Christ, you ought to have respect for one another out of the fear of the Lord. That's why it's important that you understand verse 21. Because if you don't understand verse 21, there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some problems in your marriage. Because when you understand verse 21, guess what? There will be no problem for the wife to submit in verse 22. All right? There won't be no problem, not only for the wife, but there won't be no problem for the husband to be the head in verse 23, to be the savior in verse 23, to love his wife in verse 24, to like his own body in verse 28. There won't be no problem when you understand verse 21. But not only that, wife will have no problem submitting to everything in verse 24 if you understand verse 21, because that is the key. That is the key to everything. If we respect Jesus, then we should submit to one another. Why? Because we love Jesus. That's why. Because we love Jesus and we feel we have respect. We don't want to disappoint the Lord. All right? So let's look at verse 22. He says, now we talked about this a little bit last week. Why submit? We talked about what submit was. To line up under. Now, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Well, why is that? Why is the wives to do that? Because the obedient spiritual wife, supreme submission, guess what? Is to the Lord. Y'all follow me? It's to the Lord. All right? Her attitude is that she lovingly submits as an act of obedience to the Lord, all right, who has given this command to her, all right, that Christ, regardless of her husband's personal worthiness or his spiritual condition. When you go back and look at verse 5 through verse number 9, now listen, she submits as long as it doesn't go against God. That's why verse 21 is important. Because you got to understand, if it go against God, then guess what? I got to choose to serve God. If you're going to be disobedient, I got to choose to serve God. I respect you. I submit to you as long as you are following God. All right? Because that's why Paul is dealing with Christians, the Christian husband and the Christian wife. Now, and so we have to understand that everything we do in obedience to the Lord should also be done, first of all, for his glory to please him. Why do we do it? I submit. And we're going to be looking at, I love you because of the fact of the Lord. Because I'm trying to please the Lord. Listen, If the husband is trying to please the Lord, and the wife is trying to please the Lord, everything can go well. Everything can go good. If both of them understand verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. And so those whom we submit, whether in mutual submission or in response to their functional authority, will often respect, and we will respect the Lord. So now he says, after he has said, now wives. Now, y'all see how he done that? He, first of all, in order to address the wives and the husband, he had to address submission, submitting to one another. Now, since he have addressed submitting to one another, in the fear of the Lord, he deals with the wife by saying, "Thou submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord." Now, he starts out in verse 23 by saying, "For." For gives the reason why in verse 22. All right? For what? For the husband is ahead of the wife. And again, this where a lot of times when you don't understand this passage of scripture, a lot of times what happens is the husband will go to this scripture, say, "Listen, I am the head." You see that? No, no, no. You have to understand what he is dealing with here. He says now, you miss, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as." See, we don't get past that. Christ is the head of the church, and he's the savior of the body. So just as Jesus is the divinely appointed head or authority over his church, the same way the husband is divinely appointed head or authority of his wife. All right? The head, because what does the head do? The head gives directions and the body responds. The head gives direction and the body responds. A physical body that does not respond to the direction of the head is crippled, paralyzed. Because why? Because of the fact that the head gives directions and the body responds. Now watch this. A husband is not to treat his wife as a servant, as a child, all right? But as an equal for whom God has given him care and responsibility for provision and protection to be exercised in love. And understand that. He has given him this. They are equal. Why? Because he has said that there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are a Christian husband and a Christian wife, you understand that you are one in Christ Jesus. All right? So not only is a husband not to treat his wife as a servant or as a child, but she is not his to order about. You do what I say. No. You're going to have some problems. You're going to have some problems with that. So she is not his order, his to order about, responding to his every wish and every command. Paul proceeds to explain. When you look at verse 25 through 33, and we'll be getting there, he's going to explain this in detail. The husband's, now understand, listeners, the husband's primary responsibility as head of the household. Now you write this down or you can put it in your mind, but this is the husband's responsibility. And that is to, he is to love. That's the first thing. He is to provide. He is to protect. and serve his wife and family. That's his responsibility. All right? And so he's not to lord it over them according to his personal whims and desires, but he is to love his wife, love his family, provide for them, protect them, serve them. Husbands is the head as Christ is the head. You follow me? Husbands is the head as Christ is the head. The spirit-filled wife recognizes that her husband's role in giving leadership is not only God-ordained, but it's a reflection of Christ's own loving leadership, headship of the church. Just as Christ loved the church, just as Christ is the Savior, just as Christ is the head, that's how the husband ought to love his wife, ought to treat his wife. All right? Now, there is a critical statement here that many times we overlook. And that is, now watch, let's go back to it in verse 23. See, we look at the husband as the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, but we overlook this. He's the Savior of the body. Now think about that. He's the Savior of the body. The husband is the Savior of her body, not her spirit. Her body, not her spirit. Christ is the head of the entire church. All right? Including the woman. He is head over everything. And so we understand it. The difference is the church has to do with the spirit, all right, and not with the flesh. Jesus Christ quickened our spirit and not our flesh, all right? So we have to understand that. So he is the Savior. So let's look at that. Let's look at the Savior. As the Lord delivered his church from dangers of sin, from death, from hell, the husband provides for protection, preserves, and loves his wife, leading her to blessings as she submits. The Savior. So there's a supreme, ultimate model of submission is Jesus Christ. That's why. That's when you are husband and wife, there ought to be somebody that's in the middle, and that's Jesus Christ. God ought to be in the middle, in the center of that marriage. All right? He needs to be there. And so we need to understand that. So the supreme model of submission is who? Jesus Christ. Well, why is Jesus Christ the ultimate submission? He performed the supreme act of submission by giving his own sinless life to save a sinful world. That's submission. He came in this world. He died. He humbled himself. So Christ is the Savior of the body. Christ is the Savior of the body. His church. Why? Because he died for it. He died on the cross. And he is a perfect provider, protector, and head of his church, which is his body. So listen, the husband, not only is you the head, not only do you direct, you guide that household, but also you are the savior. You are the protector. You love your wife. You guide them. You help them through some things. And so we have to understand that. So all of this extends from verse 21. If you're going to do all of this in these verses, you got to first learn submission. You got to submit to one another. And so watch this. Look at verse 24. Because verse 24 is something. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Now, and we're going to talk about this everything, because everything deals with verse 21. All right? Now, what happens is the husband would come to this scripture. He'll use, first of all, I'm the head. The second he'll use is you submit to me in everything. You need to understand this. When you look at this, the extent of his wife's submission to her husband is in everything. Now, here's the question. Does he really mean everything? Now, if you were listening, everything pertains to anything that relates to her husband that is not contrary to God's will. Y'all remember me saying about submit earlier? That if it goes against God's will, this is where he's talking. In everything, you submit as long as it doesn't go contrary to God. The husband cannot demand his wife to do anything contrary to God himself. All right? That's why it's important. You understand that. Well, what do you mean? When the husband expects the wife to sin, you sin because I told you to. Y'all see what I'm saying? He's going against God. So the wife said, I'm not going to go against God. So that's why he is dealing with Christian husband. And why? Those who submit to the Lord, those who respect the Lord. That's what he's dealing with in this particular passage of Scripture. Now later on, when you go over there in Corinthians, he deals with the unbelieving husband or unbelieving wife. But right here, he's dealing with the Christian husband and the Christian wife. So when a husband asks or expects a wife to sin, he don't submit to that. Because that goes against who? God. And he shouldn't be asking her to do that. If you respect God. All right? But not only that. When the husband is physically abusive and endangers the safety of the wife or the children, that's going against God. All right? So when the husband breaks the marriage bond by adultery, that's going against God. And so that's why verse 21, that's why I spent some time with that, because you got to understand the submission. When you submit, when out of the fear of the Lord, guess what? You're going to love your wife. You're going to protect your wife. Y'all see, all of that is when you understand submission and who Christ is. You do it because of the fear and respect of the Lord. So in everything is limited only to those directives of the husband that are in the fear of the Lord. Y'all follow me? So she ought to submit to those things that are for the Lord, that are directives from the Lord, in the fear of the Lord. That is, those conforming to God's will. And so that's why I say a lot of times we don't really look at this scripture. We just really just skim on top of the scripture. But when you really look at it, Paul is getting an answer. Everything is falling under verse 21. When you submit in the fear of the Lord, everything else falls into place. Everything else in here. Husbands and the wives submitting. Because of the fear of the Lord. Because I don't want to disappoint the Lord. All right? And so we need to understand that. And so again, in everything, is limited only to those directives of the husband that are in the fear of the Lord. That's in his will. And so, if you are a Christian husband, not only if you're pleasing God, and then you ought to be doing everything you can to please your wife. All right? That's why I said that the husband and the wife, you have a twofold role. You are husband and wife. You are brothers and sisters in Christ. Right, so I have to I have to see that. I have to understand that. And so we find this. So he says that therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. And then not only that, and in everything. Excuse me. And then, guess what? After he does do that, he goes to verse 25. In verse 25. And so what we need to understand before we get to that, husbands have to understand that Jesus Christ is the divine role model for husbands. Jesus Christ is the divine role model for husband. Who should what? Who should protect? Jesus protected. Who provide? Jesus provides. Who love? Jesus loved. Who led? Jesus led. So that's our role model. Husbands, In leading our wives and our families, even as Christ cared for the church, guess what? You care for your family. You care for your wife. And so wives are no more to be co-providers, co-protectors, co-leaders with their husband than the church is to have such a joint role with Jesus Christ. Guess what? Y'all are partners. We said that earlier. You're equal. You're a partner. And so as the husband is loving, the wife is submitting. As the husband is protecting, the wife is submitting. Husband's providing the wife. She's doing her job. Why? Because of the fact I want to be pleasing. I want to be pleasing to God. Excuse me, to God. So then he says, husbands, love your wife. Now watch what he said earlier. In verse 23, he said, the husband is the head of the wife, even as what? Christ is the head of the church. Now he says, husband, love your wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This, the command, and we're going to be stopping here, we'll pick back up. Husband, love your wives. Continuous pause explanation of verse 21. That's why I say, y'all, verse 21 is the key. When you submit to one another out of the fear of the Lord, you have no problem with the rest of these verses. It's when you go against God, when you go against his will, now there's going to be some problems. But as long as you are respected, as long as you have the fear of the Lord, then we see this. So he says, you know, husband, love your wife. So the husband's primary submission to his wife, watch this, is through his love for her. Her submission is, I'm submitting to you in the fear of the Lord. Your submission is, I'm loving you because of the fact that Jesus is my role model. I love you because he loved the church. Y'all see that? So that's why he's using these things. So we're going to pick back up because there's some more I want to say on this. So we'll pick back up at verse 25. And so again, everything from after verse 21, you have to have done verse 21. Because if you don't submit to one another in the fear of the Lord, there's problems that's going to happen in the rest of these verses. Because everything hinges on verse 21. That's what Paul is trying to get the church, trying to get them to understand. Submission, headship. So we'll pick back up on this next week. Again, I want to thank you for your attention, and those who are on our conference call, we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight.